Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Obesity continues to be a major health concern, but the problem isn't evenly distributed across America. Gary Evans, a professor of design and environmental analysis at Cornell University, reveals which life circumstances increase the likelihood of putting on a few extra pounds.
Like many health problems, obesity is not randomly distributed in the population. For instance, poor and underprivileged people are most likely to become overweight, and we're finding that stress is one of several reasons for this. Poor people have a lot more stress in their lives, and this stress increases one's appetite for fat and sugar. Stress also erodes self-control, something essential to maintaining a healthy diet. Animal models have even shown damage to a part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, that is centrally involved in our ability to regulate our behavior. In our study published in the journal Pediatrics, 9-year-old children who are chronically exposed to stressors like poverty, crowded housing, and family turmoil gained more weight and were significantly heavier by age 3. Furthermore, this connection between chronic stress and being overweight was explained in part by self-regulatory skills. Children facing a lot of stress had worse self-regulation skills, and this in turn helped explain the link between chronic stress and being overweight. It doesn't help that poor and underprivileged people tend to live in places with more fast food and less access to healthy, affordable food. Not only are the poor more likely to live in a food desert, they also have fewer places to be physically active, whether it's parks, playgrounds, or open green space. Even a casual observer can't help but notice that Americans are getting larger. And while there are many approaches to tackling the obesity pandemic, nearly all concur on the importance of intervening early.
That was Gary Evans of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.